The pencil Ophelia tapped against her reporter's notebook was part of a set. A last day of school gift from her favorite teacher, Ms. Nigley. She'd given them to all the newspaper staffers who were moving on to middle school. Ophelia knew they were nice pencils. Not generic 12 for $2 pencils. Each one was topped with a black eraser, and on its natural wood color was a quote by a man named Woody Guthrie. All you can write is what you see. She had asked Ms. Nigley what the quote meant, and Ms. Nigley had answered in the way teachers do, "What do you think it means?" Ophelia hoped it didn't mean that all you could write was literally what you saw. Woody Guthrie had obviously never lived in Sable Palms, Florida. What she saw outside the window of her mother's car on that first Monday morning of summer break was the same thing she saw every Monday morning. There was Doña Amalia from next door, wheeling her overflowing blue recycling bin across her driveway. The wheels crunched over gravel as she struggled to drag it. Once at the curb, she opened the lid and pulled out the topmost object. Then she aimed it at Chucho. Chucho was a rooster that had shown up one day after a tropical storm battered their town. He moved into the tree in front of Doña Amalia's house and never left. Someone on their street, no one remembers who, named him Chucho, and it stuck. Chucho had the prettiest burnt orange feathers, but his handsomeness didn't outweigh his bad habits. The rooster pooped on cars when Doña Amalia had company parked out front. And if that wasn't bad enough, he crowed all day, like his internal alarm clock was out of whack, drawing the wrath not just of Ophelia's neighbor, but of the entire street. As a rinsed-out can of Goya black beans flew through the air, it occurred to Ophelia that the only thing that really changed from week to week was the item Doña Amalia threw at the bird with all the strength her 70-something-year-old arm could muster. The can missed its mark, but startled the rooster, who flew from his perch, squawking angrily as he strutted down the street. Ophelia watched her mom make her way toward the car, purse hanging on her right shoulder, keys in hand.
"Dale, Doña Amalia," Mrs. Castillo called out. "If you hit that bird, I'll make arroz con gallo for us."
Ha ha, Ophelia thought. She pulled off her glasses and wiped them on her t-shirt. She didn't need them to see that the two women were now laughing like it was the first time her mom had made that joke. She held up the pencil to her nose and inhaled the cedar scent. It smelled like an amazing story. It smelled like the truth. That, she realized, was all she could write. And that was what would win the QWERTY Shoals Journalism Contest. 5 lucky 7th graders from around the country were picked each year to attend a summer journalism camp in New York City. Winning the contest not only meant being recognized for her writing, it meant going away without her parents and proving to them, once and for all, that she could be responsible and independent. But as she watched Doña Amalia push down the contents of her recycling bin, close the lid, and head back up her driveway, she saw her QWERTY Shoals dreams circling the drain. Ophelia sighed and looked at the blank page.
"Let me remind you that you are not to write anything in your little notebook," Mrs. Castillo said, settling into the driver's seat and glancing in Ophelia's direction. "Nothing you see, nothing you hear."
"What kinds of things might I see or hear that I shouldn't write about?"
She wiggled her eyebrows at her mom.
"Ni una palabra, Ophelia," Mrs. Castillo warned again. "None of your Nancy Drew business."
"Nancy Drew is a sleuth," Ophelia said. "She looks for clues to solve mysteries. I'm a journalist. I look for stories to write."
Mrs. Castillo said. "Both sound nosy to me."